How does farm size affect sustainability practices? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeff Liebert, postdoctoral researcher at McGill University, looks into this question.
In the 1970s, when former Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butz proclaimed that farmers must get big or get out, organic agriculture in the United States was primarily a movement of small-scale farmers growing produce for niche markets. Today, organic agriculture looks a lot different, with 15% of all retail produce sales in the U.S. attributed to organic fruits and vegetables, and organic food sales totaling nearly $57 billion a year. To serve an expanding market, large-scale farmers have entered the organic sector, prompting concerns that organic agriculture is conventionalizing. This process of conventionalization describes how some organic farms are becoming increasingly similar to industrialized conventional farms. That is, biologically simplified, highly mechanized, and export-oriented. To better understand whether conventionalization is occurring, we surveyed organic fruit and vegetable farmers throughout the U.S. Our analyses focused on farm size and the use of agroecological practices, which can improve sustainability by delivering ecosystem services, such as nutrient cycling and pollination. We found that the fewest agroecological practices were used on large farms, and that these farms exhibited greater conventionalization than small or medium farms. We also found that the probability of using specific agroecological practices depended on farm size, which has implications for policymakers seeking to increase practice adoption. Engaging in more interdisciplinary, participatory research with farmers, farm workers, and other stakeholders can help bring agroecology to scale and co-create more just and sustainable food systems.
That was Jeff Liebert of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.